It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
888-957-9570, taking your phone calls on Steve Kerr, your comfort level with what you're seeing from him now, how you're feeling about him now, based on not only passing the record, but the winning streak that they've put together.
And just think about what he's done now and over the course of the last month since they got Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler has come in and it's been more than a seamless transition. It's been an incredible upgrade. And those things don't happen overnight normally, nor do they happen by accident. So you get a player who has a reputation, and Steve said to us that he had never met Jimmy Butler, and then they acquire him. And so Steve has to go from, "Hi, Jimmy, I'm Steve," to, you know, now we're gonna need you when Steph's not on the court. You're going to be an instant leader, ball handling, all the rest of it. You have to figure out what Jimmy does, how he is, and all the rest of it. And all of this happened incredibly seamlessly. And it's not Steve alone, of course, but as the head coach, to bring in somebody like that midseason and have it go this well, that's just another feather in the man's cap.
This is a friendly voice. Jim Barnett came on with the morning roast today. And so I wanted to share some of the things that he said about this momentous occasion with regard to Steve Kerr. Take a listen.
He just took Al Addles, who was my coach, and just passed Al Addles. And so it's quite a step for him to do that. And, you know, I played for Al all those years when I was a Warrior. And Steve Kerr, I don't think there's a better coach in the league. I don't think there's a better mentor in the league. He just knows how to handle individuals. He's like a psychologist out there, and he understands the game. He's very, very bright, and so I think they're in great hands with him at all times.
No better coach out there. And so, again, Jim Barnett from inside the Warriors organization with all these years in a front row seat, and so, you know, if somebody wants to blow that off, they can. I could tell you this is one thing that does interest me. You talk to people around NBA circles, sometimes it feels like there is more adoration for Steve Kerr, the coach, from outside San Francisco than there is from inside San Francisco. Maybe that's just because you and I get to talk to a lot of fans, as opposed to, but even fans of other teams or whatever, the reverence that there is, the respect that there is for Steve Kerr sometimes seems higher in other cities. And I kind of think that's a shame.
It is, and I do think that it's natural, though, because when you're this close to it and you rise and fall with every win and every loss and you're looking to assign blame, a lot of times you just blame the coach. And I also think that some of it is the younger fan, the newer fan, those people who don't have a greater appreciation for what's come before them. Jim Barnett is such a great voice, and you hear him in that piece he just played, and he's like, yeah, and I played for Al Attles. It's like JB's been around for a very, very long time, and he's seen this thing through the leanest of the lean years. That's why I like talking to Bob Fitzgerald as well, because Bobby Fitz has been doing it for some 30 years, and so he remembers Brian Winters and Dave Cowens and all those other years where they had 17 wins and 19 wins, and so put aside the four titles, what Steve is doing this year with this team, taking them from 500 stuck in the mud, you get Jimmy Butler, and now you're the hottest thing since sliced bread. And now, you know, Howard Beck comes on and says, yeah, they're a threat. And everyone, this team is now a threat.
Yeah, he didn't hesitate on that answer.
No.
He didn't hesitate. One more from Jim Barnett with regard to the psychology used by Steve Kerr.
He develops younger players, and he sees the game. And he also, I think he's a great psychologist. I really think Steve Kerr could be a star in any area, and I think he could be certainly a personal psychologist for people when they come to him with their problems. He solves problems.
There it is from Jim Barnett, kind of talking about the psychology of the whole thing, which I think is huge too. That sort of makes me go back to the conversation we had with Ramona Shelburne last week. I think this is something that's really worth bringing up. Look. Nothing fits everybody. There's no such thing as a system that's for everybody. But here's something I wonder, for example, with what the Warriors have achieved and what Steve Kerr has achieved. Why is there so much continuous talk about Heat culture and how wonderful it is? And obviously set sort of by Pat Riley and continued by Eric Spoelstra. And yes, they've got a good program, and they tend to get more out of their roster than you would think. And so, okay, that's Heat culture. Well, where's the conversation about Warrior culture, which has achieved a lot more than this run with the Heat? And you see a guy like Jimmy Butler, who might fit in a lot more in a system where individuality is valued and allowed. And you're allowed to go be yourself as opposed to what you see go on in that program in Miami. Take a player like Jimmy Butler and poof. Yes, it's only been a month or whatever, but you're going to get a lot more out of that guy. And that whole thing has Steve's fingerprints all over it.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is easier to do it, I think, when you have veterans now. And Steph and Draymond have been here forever, so they have an established culture. So when you do get new players in, Buddy Hield, I think, is a good example where Buddy's a free spirit, and I'm sure he's loving this because there's no real pressure on Buddy to do anything but run up and down, get open, shoot the three, and hopefully make it. And, you know, they're not asking him to do things that he isn't good at, and I think that's part of what you're describing with the Warrior culture, because it all goes through Steph, and Draymond plays his role, and you've got Kevon and GP2 who've been here forever, and so there's an established pecking order and an established way of doing things. And for Jimmy, I'm sure he comes here and he loves that because he doesn't have to go out there and be the standard bearer like Howard Beck was describing his time in Minnesota, where he's trying to mold Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, and he was molding them in a way that they didn't want to be molded, and so he ends up getting shipped out.
888-957-9570 is the number. You want to weigh in on Steve Kerr, whether he gets the right amount of appreciation. If you agree with me, he's underappreciated. I absolutely feel that from certain areas of the fan base. Don't get me wrong. I know the fans love and appreciate Steve Kerr. Good Lord, he's brought four rings to this whole thing. Steph Curry is going to get more appreciation. I understand that. He's the player. But benefit of the doubt is where my mind goes when we've had the conversations we've had the last few years, whether it be about rotations, whether it be about enabling Draymond Green, what have you, the Kerr conversations we've had. If we're going to reference that Ramona Shelburne conversation, want to get everybody up to speed on what was said. Here's Ramona talking about how Jimmy Butler fits with the Warriors, potentially better so than he did with Miami.
The guy's like up at 4:30 in the morning. You know, one of his best friends and mentors is like Mark Wahlberg.
No.
I don't know if you follow Mark Wahlberg. Like Mark Wahlberg is always tweeting at 4:30. Hey, look, 4 a.m. club. 4 a.m. You know, like the guy's amazing. And Jimmy, he did an interview once. And because I was doing deep dives, I was watching all these interviews and stuff. And he said, the reason I love Mark Wahlberg so much is that he has everything, but he works like he has nothing. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty deep. Okay. And when you understand Jimmy, you're like, okay, there was an intersection between the two cultures, between Heat culture and Jimmy culture for a long time. But Jimmy also can do Jimmy without Heat culture. He doesn't need that to be who he is. And I think at some point they just kind of went on different paths. Like it was, you know, he was grown and he didn't like being told what to do or how to do it or when to show up or, you know, et cetera. And I think the reason why it works so well in Golden State is like Steve Kerr's whole thing is be you. We're going to let you do you. Like they have a saying, like get what you need. Like they have off days and they tell the veterans, okay, it's a get what you need day. So we're going to trust that you know what you need and that if you need that, you're going to come in and do it and you're not going to be lazy. And if what you need is 3 hours at home with your family, go do that. If what you need is to go to a movie, go do that. If you need some extra cardio, go do that. And we're going to trust that you know that. And I think that's so refreshing for a guy like Jimmy who, like, you don't need to push him. You don't need to give him a conditioning test. You don't need to check his body fat. Like, he's there. Like, he doesn't need anything extra or anyone telling him what to do. And I think that's why it works so well with the Warriors, where they're just going to trust him.
Yeah, I tell you what, just listening to her say all that, another name pops to mind, and it's the guy Jimmy Butler was traded for. Think about this now, okay? I know it's super easy to make fun of Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Number one overall pick.
I would never.
Yeah, he just got his own jazz radio station named after him.
Yeah, K-Wig.
Okay?
Soft and warm.
Think about this. If I'm Andrew Wiggins, what do I think of Steve Kerr? Go through the list. First of all, you got the best basketball out of me ever that I've ever played. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I went through no less than two or three, I guess, horrific family situations. I have no idea what happened.
He missed 41 games the first time.
And who had my back all 41 of those games?
Yep.
Okay. What happened the day that I was traded? Like, we were all in Utah. Steve Kerr literally is about to acquire one of the best players in the NBA, but holds a tearful press conference, and the tone of the whole game was that of a funeral because I'm on my way out the door. And no doubt there were plenty of nights that I, Andrew Wiggins, frustrated the hell out of the coaching staff. Because I do cruise sometimes and don't have that dog in me. And they're trying to get it out of me. But they had my back the entire time.
Never went to the podium and said, yeah, we're going to need more from Andrew. And, you know, he really let us down. They had his back the entire time. You're right. And that I think that is more than just team culture. I think it's organizational. And you and I talked earlier in the show about ownership and, you know, team president and all the rest of it. Everybody has the same goals in mind. And so, yes, you can call and you can criticize Kerr. Of course, anybody can be criticized. But when you look at the overall culture of the Golden State Warriors and what Joe Lacob has established and the way they went about bringing in Steve Kerr, and you had Bob Myers and then Mike Dunleavy, and the whole organization has been not flawless, but you definitely know what their direction is. The owner will tell you, we don't plan on ever being in the lottery, and we're always going to make big swings, and we're always going to go for it. And, you know, we were talking about the Niners earlier and us both being a little confused as to what they're doing. The Warriors made it very clear. We're going for it. We're maximizing the Steph Curry era. We're always going to try to go for it. And so I think that permeates throughout the whole team.
All right, let's take some calls on this. 888-957-9570 on Willard and Dibbs. Talking Steve Kerr after he becomes the all-time winningest coach for the Warriors over the weekend. And it also happens at a time where the Warriors are freaking rolling. And the Nuggets are in town tonight. The Bucks tomorrow. Still nothing, Grandy, before we take the calls? Nothing on these players, huh? All right, stay right here on 95.7 The Game because we're marching toward Warriors Live, and I got to think here, in this 5 o'clock hour, we're going to get word on Curry, Post, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon. All five of them listed as questionable for this basketball game that starts in less than 2 hours. All right, James, Highway 80. Hi, James. Thanks for calling.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, some of this Steve Kerr discourse as a fan just drives me a little bit crazy, and here's what I got to say on it. Some of these, callers calling in, or you see online, like, this fire Steve Kerr discourse or this and that. It's like, sometimes I just think these fans are blind. When you look at Steve Kerr's track record, being a part of the Jordan Bulls, a part of the Popovich Spurs, now unlocking the Warriors as this dynasty, you know, major role unlocking this offense, the ball movement, Steph, Clay, Draymond, he empowered these players. Obviously, Mark Jackson helped lay the foundation, but Steve Kerr, his offensive philosophy really unlocked this team for what it is. Not to mention some of the backlash he got from the Olympics, in which he won a gold medal, in which all of his star players, Steph, LeBron, KD, all had phenomenal tournaments. I just think it's crazy, and I think he really should be. It's sad to hear you guys say Steve Kerr isn't appreciated in the Bay Area. It's sad to hear that because this man has his fingerprints all throughout basketball history in general, and I think as a fan base, we need to be more appreciative and lucky of, like, Steve Kerr is our coach. And, you know, you say fire Steve Kerr. Like, that's such a crazy idea. You fire Steve Kerr. Who the heck are we bringing in? So, you know, just want to put that out there. You know, some of us in the Bay Area here, we understand we have one of the greatest coaches in history, and we're happy with that. So that's all I got.
Yeah, James, thanks.
Right on, James.
Yeah, I mean, I do have him right up there. You know, you could put him in any order you want. Earlier today I had said I got him as, like, the second best professional head coach in the history of this city, right behind Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh, who built a dynasty literally out of nothing. Steve Kerr built it when it was already an established, like, solid program. And sure, I do think Bruce Bochy is right there in the conversation because he didn't have necessarily a whole lot going when he came. And, you know, you're ushering out the Bonds era and bringing in the new. And Boch did not have the best talent in the league by any stretch, and just made seemingly good decision after good decision. And all three of them brilliant with how they handled all the other stuff, whether it be the egos, the media, just the whole public persona of the thing. They're all right there. And, you know, we have a poll running that also had John Madden in it a little bit before my time. But obviously Madden is a completely game-changing human being in the sport of football. So they're all right there, but that's the group that Steve Kerr is in. That's the group he's in. And usually when someone arrives at that group, it's just kind of like, well, that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah.
We have a great coach. Next question. But it doesn't always sound like that.
No, and it's because of the complexity of, you know, what we're doing as Warrior fans and the fact that you want more, and so you've got Steph Curry, and you think, you know, ring number five, but the man's won four already, and I misspoke earlier. Bill Walsh has three Super
yes.
Bowls.
I misspoke with you.
Yeah,
yes.
And just looking at winning percentages, Bill Walsh, 609 in the regular season. Steve Kerr is at 649. He's got the four rings. John Madden, sneaky dominant, 759 winning percentage in his time with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he would have kept doing it, he won just the one Super Bowl, but he's a guy who, if he would have kept doing it, he would be considered one of the greatest of all time. But his tenure was relatively short. And, you know, Bruce Bochy, he's got a winning percentage just above 500, but he does have four rings now, right? He got three with the Giants, and then Boch went out and got himself another one.
And that's right.
Yeah. And I know that doesn't count for the conversation, but that, I believe, is the Rushmore, those four. And the fact that Steve Kerr is maybe the best of the best in that group, that is some pretty heady conversation.
Yeah.
I get stuck. Brain cramp.
Before we continue with the phones, live to Mark Grandy for this update on Steph Curry.
Steve Kerr speaking right now out at Chase Center ahead of this game against the Nuggets. He has said that both Steph Curry and Quentin Post will warm up tonight before deciding on if they'll play against the Nuggets or not.
Okay, so nothing definitive yet. True game time decisions. Both of them will warm up first, although I tend to feel like when they say that, like they're going to go warm up in the hopes of playing. This is me just making something up here now. This is not analytics, but I feel like it gets better than 50-50 in those situations.
And then one other thing, Brandon Pajemski still on pace to return tomorrow. The Warriors had already circled that as the likely return date. Nothing yet from the Nuggets side. Coach Malone will speak in about 10 minutes once Steve Kerr wraps up.
Okay. I wonder if the Jokic, like I don't cover the Denver Nuggets. The Jokic, Murray, and Aaron Gordon things, like if they're out, they're out with what? They've all been playing. Certainly Jokic and Murray.
Jokic is on the injury report with two separate issues.
Okay.
Right elbow contusion and a left ankle impingement.
I see.
Aaron Gordon also with two separate issues. A right calf injury management and a left ankle sprain. Jamal Murray, just a simple right ankle sprain.
I mean, so that's what I'm sort of asking, like, if they skip this, is it a load management thing? They're not saying it is. Which they wouldn't do because this is a national TV game, isn't it? National TV game tonight.
Yeah.
Suckers on ESPN.
Well, and we already had OKC recently got investigated by the league for sitting out too many players in a game that they actually won over Portland.
Yeah, well, they're that deep.
Yeah.
They're that good. But so, somebody got fined for the load management recently. I don't think it was OKC, though, but somebody else got fined.
Yeah, OKC was being investigated.
It was Utah. Yes, it was Markkanen. It was basically a tank tax. They fined him.
Yeah.
Dude, Lauri Markkanen's been sitting out half the games all year. I don't think he's been hurt once.
Yeah, Lauri Markkanen sat out, and the Utah Jazz were fined $100,000.
So,
drop of the bucket.
Jokic has an elbow contusion, so he's got a bruise on his elbow, and he's got an ankle impingement, which tells me that his socks are too tight.
Yeah.
I mean, the shoe's laced up too tight.
I mean, it's St. Paddy's Day. Everybody's got an impingement, unless you wore green.
Yeah.
Like, right? Little pincher? Everybody's gotten that today. Are you still allowed to do that at school? I got to imagine you're not allowed to do that anymore, right?
No, not without asking for consent first.
Could you fill out this form so I can pinch you
because
you wore blue today?
No doubt.
Right? You can't be touching other people.
No. God, no. You can't even, you can't even mention it, I'm sure.
All right. Oh, wow. The producers are... Lucas
isn't wearing green.
Lucas isn't wearing green.
It's on my sweatshirt that I took off.
So Grandy tried to pinch him.
I was going to say, today's like a bully's favorite day at school.
Yeah, HR will be in touch. So
Yeah.
Don't be touching each other.
The biggest bully around here, Mark Grandy, isn't he?
I usually save this line for when I get home after the show, but keep your hands to yourselves. All right?
Yeah, Grandy.
Jeez.
I'd like to know the history of when not wearing green became a pinchable offense, because you were talking earlier
since I've been alive. It's always been a thing.
Like the whole idea of you need to know what the holiday's about if you're going to celebrate it.
Yes.
Like Cinco de Mayo, let's get drunk, May 5th, because it's Mexican Independence Day.
But it's not Mexican
Independence. Exactly.
But I actually know what that is. That is commemorating the Battle of Pueblo.
I have no
idea what the hell tonight is. I'll be the first one to tell you.
Well, having been in Dublin on two different St. Paddy's Days,
okay.
I can tell you that it's two different things.
What is it?
It is a celebration of a religious nature for St. Patrick himself. And then once that's over and the parade goes through the streets, it is an absolute blank show of drunk people ages 8 and up.
Yeah, but why?
because we're Irish. That's what we do. That's okay, how we get
so,
down.
So actually, you're not celebrating anything. You just because.
I do have one answer for you.
What does the internet say? Let's go live to Lucas Alexander.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
According to fun folklore, you get pinched on St. Patrick's Day for not wearing green because green makes you invisible to leprechauns.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And
so you pinch them because that's what a leprechaun would do.
Great. You said you had a couple things.
I don't think I said
no?
that.
No? Okay. I thought you had something on what the hell this is. What is St. Patrick's
Day?
Well,
you're celebrating the patron saint, St. Patrick, who died in the 5th century. So you go to church and you have a parade.
Was it his birthday?
No, it's the day that he died.
It's the day that he died. Okay. That's what I'm looking for right there. That's what I'm looking for.
So
what are we doing?
You're in Dublin and this happens. And then as the day goes on, you want to talk about drunk 10-year-olds in packs. In packs, Mark. And they are like, all of a sudden you look over and there's like 9 little kids. And there's like bottles are getting broken. And it is like, hide your pets.
I think I want to go.
The Irish are on the loose.
Yeah. Wait. Let's drink.
So yeah, it commemorates the day of St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland.
Oh.
So there you go.
Okay.
The foremost patron saint of Ireland.
So no gifts? Just drinking?
Oh yeah.
Just God.
Yeah. Okay.
Just God. The ultimate gift. God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What'd you get for St. Patrick's Day? I got me some God. Yeah.
That's some Guinness.
That's right. God and a Guinness.
No better way to celebrate God than blackout at a bar and throw up everywhere.
There you go. So off to the bars you go tonight. We got a few hours left. Okay. Back to Wiggins. Let's go to Kevin in Lake Merritt. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gentlemen. This is Kevin who got guru'd in the knockout.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. One time.
I have a different perspective. I've been with Steve for about day one. Like I said, I do the scrimmages. And I just think about, he's such a great coach and a great man. And I think about all the parts that have left him in this organization. GM, an assistant GM, 5 coaches? And those coaches take assistants, training staff. And Steve still has to mess with all those, and that's what's great about Steve is, one, he allows other coaches to coach and do their thing. And then also, Steve is great is that he brings everybody together, and he just has this thing about him is that he gets everybody on the same page. Even when the parts have changed, Steve is great about getting everybody on the same page. And when they buy in, that's what we have right now. That's what we roll. And that's what's great about Steve is he's not afraid to let other coaches and other people coach. But he's also really good about getting everybody on the same page. And he asks everybody's opinion about before he does something. And Steve is just a remarkable coach. And I think as a man, he can get that done.
Kevin, I love it. Thank you for the call. You brought up a phrase that I haven't brought up yet today, and it probably deserves to be on this show, and that is buy-in. And that's the hardest thing. You brought this up earlier. Next time y'all get a chance, watch a Suns game. If you'd like to know what the opposite of buy-in looks like, watch the Suns play basketball, and you'll know why superstar players don't win basketball games. No buy-in. And it's the hardest thing for a coach to get. And I don't know how many times in Steve Kerr's career with the Warriors it hasn't happened. Like, who's not bought in?
Kelly Oubre.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Good answer. Yeah, good answer.
I wonder about.
I mean, I guess
the
Kevin,
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo
era.
Russell. I don't think they wanted. They didn't buy in on him either.
Right.
You know, Durant at a certain point wasn't buying what was going on anymore. So. You know, yeah, it's not like it's not 100%.
It's not.
But, yeah, you got to get people to buy in. And that starts with your leaders. And I've never sensed for a second that Steph Curry wasn't bought in on what the Warriors are doing.
And when Steve arrived, they won a title the first year. So it's tough to not have buy-in when you go 67-15 and you go out there and you win a chip. And they had buy-in when Mark Jackson was here, some of them. Steiny was making some good points earlier about the Mark Jackson era and how it wasn't the same sort of level of complete team buy-in. You know, you had the church part of the team, and then other guys who didn't want to go and go to church. And Steiny made a quip about minutes being doled out based on who was showing up at chapel before the game. And so, you know, whatever this team is, Steve Kerr is a master at communicating. He does it with us, all the media,
he's the best,
and the rest of it. And so as a coach, no matter what level you're coaching at, you need to have buy-in, and you also need to have honest and direct communication with your players, and they have to have expectations, and you have to be able to follow through on it.
Chris in San Leandro is next up. Hi, Chris. What's happening?
What's good, fellas? But the question is, why is he not beloved here in the Bay? I feel like the curating of Boach and Harbaugh and even Don Nelson is way higher than Shanahan and Kerr, but they won more. So the question is, why do you guys think they're not as beloved as those three?
I mean, Chris, my first answer would be is because they're still coaching. That'd be my answer. I wonder if it'll be different someday.
Well, Nelly is different because, you know, him have a beer. Right. He would sit there, you know, drink beer, and this is even before he became a weed smoker, but Nelly gave off the era, or the aura, rather, of somebody who you just would want to hang out with.
Totally.
And have a beer, and, you know, he's lovable, and, you know, he had the point forward and all the rest of it, and so he did things in a unique way, and he was one of the first ones post-championship that actually moved the needle with this team. It's like, all right, now the Warriors are different, and they're fun, and it's Nelly ball and the rest of it.
Yeah, like, that's definitely it. I just think, in general, things kind of become legendary once they're done. Like, I cannot imagine, for example, if Steve Kerr retires in 2 years, then let two more years go by and then bring up the name Steve Kerr at a party. You're not going to hear anybody scream about rotations.
Probably not.
At least, please don't. Like, don't do that. You're not going home with her if you do that. Okay? Like, once he's done, people will look back on it and be like, dude, legendary run, 4 championships. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more by then. But like, all of the success that he's had, you'll look that at that in the rearview mirror and just appreciate it because you're not grinding on last night's disappointment or whatever. That's the best answer I can come up with, because he brought up Shanahan too. Same thing. That'll be different if he doesn't end up winning a ring. But I just think history always looks back on success a lot better than the moment does.
Usually. And I just think that it's different with every person. And, you know, Bochy's another one where, while it was happening and they're winning World Series titles, like, there was love for Boach because he's got that, you know, the grumble and the growl. And he's just he's a lovable figure. And, you know, it wasn't too often where you'd rip Boach for a bad bullpen move or, you know, something that he did wrong. Baseball is a little bit different because, you know, you can make a move and the guy gives up a home run. It doesn't mean it's a bad move. Guy throws a bad pitch.
John and Hayward next up. Hi, John. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I like to refer to you guys as the DW40. You know, you guys are ironing out all the kinks. You know, job, you know, kids, mortgage, wife.
Boy,
it's a pleasant listen to you guys.
Well, I love how much control you make it sound like we have over all this stuff.
Just ironing out the kinks.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks. So if you look at the last 25 champions, they've all had two things in common. Obviously, the Dubs don't have one of them, but they can certainly develop the second one or the latter, which is, you know, they've all the champions, they've had either length or strength. And what I mean by strength is strength in numbers, which is ironically the Warriors' motto for all those championship runs. You know, going, say, like, if you take a sheet of paper and you tear it, it's easy. But if you put 25, 30 together, not so easy. And when I look at the Lakers, for example, you look guys at Coloco, Goodwin, Finney Smith, these guys are playing like this is an in-season tournament, like their hair is on fire. That's what we need, like, more from guys like Moody, hopefully Kuminga, and Pods when he comes back, because it was strength. The stars are always going to be the stars. You know, you can trust Draymond to give you what he's been doing, and Steph obviously is him, and Jimmy buckets, you know, playoff Jimmy. But they really, really need to develop more, you know, these guys by their own. The coaches' staff, they should not tell them they have a luxury, they're paid well. And I think if they show, you know, like, a little more enthusiasm, to the game where they're focused, laser focused and dialed in, I think, we have a great, shot.
John, thanks, man. Appreciate that phone call. Really good stuff. Would love to comment a little bit more on what you had to say, but we got some breaking news.
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
Nuggets head coach Mike Malone says he does not think that Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray will be able to play tonight versus the Warriors. Not confirmed yet, but unlikely that Nikola Jokic or Jamal Murray will play for the Denver Nuggets in this game at Chase Center that starts in 90 minutes.
That is a bummer. It's a bummer from the standpoint of this being an entertaining game and entertainment property, but it's good news if you happen to think that the Warriors need a win. If those two don't play, I like the Warriors' chances. Certainly a little bit more.
Yeah. I see, it's funny. This maybe I got a warped mind on this whole thing. I don't think it's a bummer at all. I'm not rooting for anybody to get hurt.
No, but I like to watch the stars, totally. National TV game, the best against the best. Well, that would be fun.
Sure, I get it. But I also, I'm thinking bigger picture. Minnesota gets to play tonight with no Halliburton and Siakam. So now the Warriors get to play with no Jokic and Murray. Like, win the game. Win the game. Breaks come to you in life. Jump on them when they get there. Win the basketball game. So, yes, the intrigue goes down. And the measuring stick goes down for the Warriors. These things are all true. Win the game.
Of course.
Win the game.
Yeah.
And congratulations to those of you who got it at 4.5. I don't know what it is now. It's off the board.
It's off. I just went to my little
of course, everybody
my little
runs
appy
to
app.
It with a
I went to my little appy app, and I'm like, ooh, let's see if I can get to it.
No.
Gone.
They're always ahead of it. They're always ahead of it.
Even the offshore. No. Sometimes you can catch them slipping.
Nobody is faster than those books.
Oh, I went
books.
Yeah, I went to the ESPN, and it says GS minus 4.5, and I'm thinking, I'd lay the 4.5.
You're damn right.
I'll lay it down and smack them, yak them, but then I go to the old app, and it's off the board. So
yeah, it's off the board.
Well, I'll have to get them next time.
But by the way,
because that thing would probably go to 9 once it goes back on the board.
I don't know. Why do they even say it like this? Like, if Mike Malone says what he just said publicly, they're not playing. They're not playing. But like, oh, we're not going to confirm it yet. Like, I would be shocked if he said that publicly and then either one of them got called in for the game tonight. So I don't know what, Like, why sort of play the game that Mike Malone is playing?
I don't know.
Just announce them out.
Right.
They're out. The game starts in 90 minutes. Call them out.
Maybe it's procedural where, the league wants you to at least make it pretend like you were thinking about putting them out there.
Maybe.
Let me ask you guys this. Yeah. Let's assume that you're right and Jokic and Murray don't play. Does this change the Warriors' plan with Steph tonight? Does it maybe make it more likely that he doesn't play?
No, I wouldn't. I would play that. That's a Celebrini story for me.
Yep.
If Steph's ready to go, go play. You cannot mess with this stuff. Do you remember when Steve Kerr said to us last year he hates it when the best player on the other team gets called as inactive? Because it does inevitably make you as a team relax a little bit, and then somebody's coming in off that bench that's an NBA player that's freaking out like, here we go, this is my big chance. And a lot of times you get beat. You get beat. Like, this is whoever. I don't even know who's filling in for Jokic. I know he's a Nugget.
DeAndre Jordan getting his first shot.
I was just going to say DeAndre Jordan. Dario Saric revenge night.
Zeke Nagy, maybe?
I have no idea.
PJ Hall?
Like, they're already.
Hunter Tyson? I'm just reading off.
They're a ridiculously thin team already.
Who are you?
And now they're missing two players. I don't even know if they've got enough guys to suit up. But whoever it is, it's an NBA player. And they can make a shot.
Yeah.
I don't think they can go 30, 20, and 20.
No.
But anyway.
But what if you get a win tonight without Steph, and then you can get a fresher Steph for Giannis tomorrow?
Yeah. Or Steph could play both nights. And you can beat them both.
Yeah. I just think that
the Bucks aren't that good.
And you're in a spot right now where you got to go for every possible win. You can't play around. And I do. I think you nailed it when you said it's a Celebrini, and maybe that's where Michael Malone hasn't heard definitively yet from his medical staff. And, you know, he doesn't think that they're going to play pending the final confirmation from the Denver team doctors. And once he gets that, then they'll officially be ruled out. But this one sounds a little fishy, just with an elbow contusion and an ankle impingement.
See, this is what I look at. And it's not because I'm some sort of degenerate. It's because they are quicker than anyone else. The game just got reposted. So, you want to know if Jokic and Murray are in or out? All you got to do is look at the spread. Spread will tell you.
Yeah, it
just got reposted. What do you think it is?
Not on my site.
It is. It is on mine. What do you think it is?
9. That was my guess when those guys were going to be ruled out.
It's not that hot. It's not that hot.
From 4.5, it didn't go to 9?
Nope. Nope.
7?
8.
Oh, okay. That was close.
Yeah. I didn't say you weren't close.
No.
But, yeah.
I bet you it gets to 9 in the next hour and a half.
I know. Would you?
Oh, I would pump the chain on that. Lay 8? No Jokic, no Murray?
Yeah.
You tell me that Zeke Nagy is going to come in to chase?
I mean, do you want to wait for Steph to be called in first?
There's that.
Yeah.
There is that.
He's not playing yet either. So, you know. One thing at a time.
Oh, boy. And ABC game, is that right? Or is it
ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN game tonight.
Oh, boy.
It's a doubleheader with this game that we're watching right now, which is Heat and Knicks.
Okay. Which is actually a game now. I glanced over early, and it was 12-0.
Miami
New York came was
out,
down 12-0.
Miami came out on fire. This is a classic old Eastern Conference game. These two teams are just beating the living crap out of each other, and nobody can shoot. But somehow they've got themselves to almost 50 points at halftime. There's a second left to go.
You guys have your eyes on the T-Wolves Indiana game?
No.
30-30 after one.
Mm.
Between T-Wolves have Indiana.
Yeah. Without Siakam and Halliburton.
Without Siakam. So, well, see, there you go. You know
30-30.
You know who's filling in for Siakam and Halliburton? No idea, but they're in the NBA. They are good basketball players. That's who's filling in. All right, 888-957-9570. Everybody know what's going to happen when you're sleeping tonight? If you don't, I'll let you know coming up next. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. All our content, all of our guest interviews are there. Check it out. Make sure you subscribe to the other shows as well, Steiny and Goo, Morning Roast as well on Willard and Dibs.
I want to give you guys an explanation of my appreciation of listening to Dibs Agitation Meditations about Butler's association compensation expectation and Miami's expiration.
Cha-ching! Now, back to Will and Dibby on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that always gets me in a good mood.
Yeah.
And we're counting down. Man, in the next 27 hours, got a lot of basketball happening over at Chase Center.
Yeah, much basketball.
A lot of basketball. And some big-time players, just not as many as we thought.
Yeah.
Just not as many as we thought. If you're just joining us, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, not official yet, but not expected to play for the Nuggets tonight. And then as far as the Warriors are concerned, Steph Curry and Quentin Post are both going to warm up in an effort to play, but that not official yet either. And then there's poor Aaron Gordon over here, who apparently nobody gives a rip about.
Yeah.
Nobody said, like, what's going on with him? Is he playing tonight?
Yeah, no mention.
No mention.
Yeah, which is a shame. But, you know, if I'm Denver and you're going to sit your two best players, you might as well sit Gordon as well and just take this one on the chin. And, ESPN probably not loving it with the game being on their air and the news that the big matchup of Curry versus Jokic will not be happening tonight.
Yeah.
It seems.
Yeah, so it seems. Also, from the files of yay and what all at the same time, no better picture tonight of it's the NBA and stuff happens. Right now, closing in on halftime, but still 6 minutes left to go until halftime. The Houston Rockets are hosting the woefully tanking Philadelphia 76ers. The score? 60-41. Sixers.
Sixers?
Sixers.
Man.
First of all, they have 60 points in 18 minutes of basketball.
Yep.
That's bananas.
44 in the first, as I look at it.
Okay, but they're also up by 19 in Houston. The Sixers. There's no Maxey.
No.
There's no Embiid.
Nope.
There's no Paul George.
No.
There's no nobody.
They got Ricky Council the fourth. O'Shea Brissett with 10.
And Quentin Grimes, who made his name against the Warriors a week and a half ago and has been doing it a lot ever since. He's got 12, but somebody else has got 48 points, the rest of the team.
Yeah, so Justin Edwards with 11.
Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Anything can happen in the NBA.
Which is why I would hesitate to sit Steph Curry just because, you know, Jokic is sitting.
Exactly.
You can't take anything for granted.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, that's also potentially helpful for the Warriors. Timberwolves right now down by a point against Indiana. Rockets are down by 19. It's a good scoreboard watching night in the NBA alongside the actual Warrior game itself.
The Pelicans, who don't figure in any real conversation, scored 13 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, and the other team scored 35.
13 points in an NBA quarter.
Yeah.
They're down 47-22.
49-23.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going fast.
Be fresh.
Yeah, the Pistons are absolutely clowning them.
And Zion's playing.
Yeah, I was on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, you had the Pistons?
Yeah, I got a little.
Minus what, 20?
No, I think they're only laying like 6.5 maybe.
Yeah.
6.5, something like that.
There's some, we'll get into more of the NCAA stuff as we get closer to Thursday. But
yeah, if you got some, you got action tomorrow in the first four, let me know.
And I'd like to start sprinkling in some tidbits, maybe one a segment starting tomorrow, because there's so much, so much info and data out there, that, you know, I'd like to share with the audience. I'm a giver.
It's so funny. We got a Nuggets game and a Bucks game.
Yep.
We got the first four, so the brackets are coming out. People are doing all that. Do a lot of you even know what happens while you're sleeping tonight?
No.
Do you know?
It's a great tease.
Do you know what happens when you're sleeping?
Well, I usually have these crazy dreams now that I'm off the lettuce.
Opening day.
In?
Japan.
What sport?
Major League Baseball.
Tomorrow?
Tonight.
Go Dodgers. Whoa.
Yeah. Dodgers and Cubs.
Sounds a lot like me.
Dodgers and Cubs, 3 in the morning.
We ain't leaving till 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Dodgers and Cubs, 3 in the morning.
I mean,
it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto against Shota Imanaga with Shohei Ohtani hitting.
That's exciting.
And Seiya Suzuki in right. That's all happening at 3 o'clock in the morning. No Mookie Betts.
No.
He's sick.
Okay. Did he even make the trip?
He made the trip, but now I think they might send him home before the trip's even over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go home. I mean, you're not playing in either of the games.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just fly all the way back home by yourself?
Pretty much.
Man.
Nothing better to do when you get the flu, but fly to Japan so you can turn around and come back.
I wonder how that would work. Would they, like, they wouldn't send the team plane back and then send it back to Japan.
Maybe.
You got to put them on a separate, like, private.
Better get that a private. That's Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Or get that guy a flight.
Seriously.
I'm putting him in coach.
Commercial, exactly. 8B with a mask on because he's got the flu. What?
Some guy. Says, hey, you know who you're a dead ringer for.
Exactly.
All right. It's time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners in the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. The Warriors made 13 three-pointers Saturday against the Knicks. That is enough. That's enough. That means another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Steph and Moses Moody, 4 each. 5 others chipped in with 1, and that is the 44th time this year that Pettinelli put together a donation for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to get involved, you can donate, of course. We'd love it if you would. Go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. Com. All right, here we go, man.
Buckle up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what we've been waiting for, except for not quite what we've been waiting for. It does put a little damper on it with no Jokic.
Yeah.
The Jamal Murray thing, whatever, Jamal Murray. Like, the fact that Nikola Jokic is probably not going to play in this one certainly puts a damper on it.
Yeah, no, Murray puts a double damper on it, but like you were saying earlier, you got to still go out and win. There are NBA players who will be in Nuggets uniforms who are going to be trying to come out there and win this game. And the way things are shaking right now in the West with Houston looking bad, Houston losing right now, yeah. Which, you know, you get Houston to lose, and if you can clock another W, you do move a little closer to possibly climbing in the standings.
Well, yeah, and again, I mean, that's the message I would have even in scoreboard watching tonight. Is the Rockets are down by 17, and the Sixers have no Maxi, no Embiid, and no George. The T-Wolves are now down by, it's only 5, but they're down by 5 in the second quarter against no Siakam and no Halliburton. So, same thing can happen to the Warriors tonight with no Jokic and no Murray, which is why I'm not, because a lot of people on the internet right now are tossing this around. Ooh, opportunity to sit Steph? No. No, 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 no. If he needs to sit, then sit. Don't be irresponsible, but do not assume victory just because a couple players are sitting out for Denver.
I don't think that's the way the Warriors go about doing their business. They go to the doctor, Dr. Rick Celebrini, and if he says you're good to play, then you play. You don't worry about the other team. You worry about your guy and your team.
Let me throw this out there as well. This is a quote directly from Steve Kerr before the game tonight, and I wasn't even thinking about it this way. He goes, this is a big game. If we win, we're 2.5 games back of Denver, and we face them again at home. If we lose, probably going to be impossible to catch him. I'm not even thinking about catching Denver. But yeah, win this game tonight, and it's not out of the question.
Of course. That's what I was saying earlier about the 2 seed, yeah. Is not out of the question. You're 3.5 back of Houston, who is tied with Denver and Memphis for the 2. And Houston, if they lose and you beat Denver, well, you just picked up ground on both of them. And don't worry about Minnesota breathing down your neck, because they're going to be there and they're going to be tough. But you could see a lot of changes between seeds 2 through 7 here down the stretch.
No question. All right. We're just about ready for action here as the Warriors and Nuggets are an hour away. Grandy's going to jump in here with Warriors Live, and you should keep it locked right here, because as soon as the Warriors make the announcement on Steph Curry and Quentin Post, for that matter, Grandy's going to have it for you as they get ready. Again, the word being Steph and Post will both go out, warm up, and then see if they're ready to go. But if they're warming up, that means they're certainly trying. They're hopeful that they can go play, while Mike Malone has said it is highly unlikely that Jokic and Jamal Murray are going to play for the Nuggets. So Warriors Live with Grandy is next. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it again tomorrow. Can we get Giannis on, Lucas?
Yeah, work on it.
Okay, he's going to try. All right.
Nice.
Sounds good. All right, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.